Jerry Bader Show 923. A listener asked Jason, how can Scott Walker's lead in the St. Norbert College Survey Center not be outside the margin of error? Because my math still sucks. That's why. I basically added 5 and 5 and got 20. Is basically what I did. Well, more or less, because you had to go in either direction, so that's just 10 points. I got the 10 points, and then I doubled it for reasons only the good Lord knows. So if the margin of error is 5%, and it's 46 to 30, so if she has, 56 to 40, 56 to 40, which it is. So if you take 5 away from Scott Walker, 51, and you give 5 to Mary Burke, that's 45. So he still leads by 6 points. Yeah, in a 5-point margin of error, 16 points is 5 points outside the margin of error. How could that be? Because, again, we know I shouldn't do math without a net on the radio. So, but I was right the first time. See, always go with the first. I was right. And then I said, oh, no, it wouldn't be. Yeah, so this actually 5 points, you know, or so outside the margin of error. I would like to believe it looks that good. I'm really not sure of that. Hey, I want to give a plug for something here, and I want to at least get this plug in today. This is for you folks listening to WHBL in Sheboygan. Those of you not familiar with Sheboygan, one of the cultural mainstays of the Sheboygan cultural community is Sheboygan Theater Company. For years known as Community Players, they have seen better financial times. And it's one of those things where, you know, these types of groups do tend to struggle from time to time, and they have struggled of late. They've got a great event going on tonight, though. The event is Music Through the Seasons, and it moves back to Urban School, where it all began 80 years ago for Sheboygan Theater Company, which again, 80 seasons ago, which was Community Players. I will tell you why this is near and dear to my heart. My wife, when we lived in Sheboygan, was deeply involved in Community Players. In fact, the day we met, she had a show that night, and she left tickets for me at the box office. We met at lunch, spent the whole afternoon together, and then I went and saw the show. And a year to the day later, we were married, December 7th, 1991. And my wife obviously has a lot of fond memories. She was in a lot of shows. Someone involved in it shared all this with me. The first production was 80 seasons ago. It wasn't until 1950 that musicals were performed. And that was what was then North High School, now Urban Middle School. Then in 1971, they moved to Horace Mann Middle School. That's when the Johnson Theater was built, and that's where they've been. That was the new home at that time. So they are doing this event tonight at 7:30 back at Urban, where it all began, and it's all of the things through, you know, it's again, it's Music Through the Seasons, and there will be some very neat performances. Tickets are available at the office down there on Water Street, probably still today, and at the box office of the night of performance. And I haven't heard that it's sold out. No one's given me that heads up. Starting from 6:30 p.m. at Urban. So if they still have tickets, which I'm assuming they do, and you haven't, and you're in the Sheboygan area, I did want to give a plug for that. Again, that's tonight. And it is one that's near and dear to me. All right, there are a major development, and I'm going to start getting into this after the news. By the way, Jason, I have a 4-pack of Brewers tickets I'm going to try to give away today. They're not time-sensitive where they have to be given away today, but I'm going to try to find the right moment to do that. I want to get into the IRS story and how Democrats are still trying to say that Republicans are witch-hunting Lois Lerner, that there's no there. I want you to compare the there in Lois Lerner and the IRS scandal targeting conservative groups and Governor Scott Walker and the witch hunt here. In fact, the real witch hunter is Lois Lerner. And already today, the contempt of Congress issue is before the full House. After getting through committee yesterday, we're going to talk about that. And how, with the help of the media, just imagine if a liberal was, if a conservative, rather, was accused of doing this to liberal groups and that she didn't target any liberal groups. And what we know now, I just want to dig into all of that. We'll get to Mike Ellis after 10. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.